You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Welcome to a life-changing experience with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, the pastor of Life Changing Church Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This broadcast is designed to renew minds and change lives through the Word of God. So let us join Overseer McGuire as she delivers us a transforming message.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Get your Bibles and turn to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3, beginning at the first verse. We're going to end at the eighth verse. Elder Harrison, would you read this morning, please?
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and I'm reading from the New King James. And it reads, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to fear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, and a time to love and a time to hate, and a time of war and a time of peace."
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you this morning and we come boldly to your throne. First of all, thanking you for giving us one more day. One more day to praise you. One more day to give you glory. Lord, we thank you for giving us a good night's rest, God. And we were awakened this morning by the finger of love from you. And we just bless you this morning. We ask right now that you would touch every visitor, that every member of this ministry that is seated here this morning. We ask that you would touch them right now, God. We ask, God, for a fresh anointing in this place. Lord, we ask that you would bless the word that is about to come forth. We ask right now, God, that you would make it plain and make it clear, that it would be clear for the hearers. Let us always be doers of your word. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated in God's presence this morning, certainly with the aid of the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you from the subject. That's why this morning Elder Jones and I are always pretty much on the same page. He certainly did not know what my text was or my subject this morning. And I want to talk to you from the subject, "The next time you see me." You tell somebody sitting next to you, "The next time you see me, you may not see what you see now." So tell them, take a good look. Because the next time you see me, I'm not going to have this look on my face. Tell them, the next time you see me, I'm not not going to be sitting in my seat. I'm going to be dancing. Yeah. Tell them the next time you see me, I'm going to have a mouth full of words. I'm going to have something good to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for time. I thank God for time. Time changes a multitude of circumstances. Am I right about it? What was an hour ago may not be in another hour. And what was a month ago certainly doesn't mean it's going to be the same thing. Time heals brokenness. I'm a witness that it can heal brokenness. Amen. You thought you would never make it, but you did. Tell somebody, but I did. Point to yourself. So starting right now, we will make up our minds that the things that did not work for my good is going out the window. It can't hang around if it didn't work for my good. I got to get rid of it. So timing is important, and everything listed in this Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, if you live long enough, you will experience some of it. Not only will you experience some of it, you may experience all of it at some point. But I am just telling you today that it's not a New Year resolution that I'm giving you today. I'm just making up my mind that I want to do better. And because I'm better, I will do better. We no longer remain in the same negative situations that we were in. And the next time we are seeing, there will be a whole new person with a new perception of oneself. The word next means that we are constantly moving. There can't be a next if you are always sitting in the same place where you are. Am I right about that? And we can stand and look back, but we cannot retrace a single moment of the things that is past. We cannot go back. We can't do that. You can't go back to last year. You can't go back to last night. You can't even go back 5 minutes of what just happened. Am I right about that? Not even 5 seconds ago can you go back. So nothing you said or did or saw can be spoken or changed. Therefore, you got to be careful what you say from your mouth. Because once you said it, you can't go back. I don't care how much folks say it's okay, they still remember what you said. They'll tell you it's all right, don't worry about it. But what you said in the back of their mind sometimes, it will still linger. I've been there. Some folk have said stuff to me, and I thought I'm through with it. But every once in a while, it'll pop back up in my mindset, and I remember what they said. Amen? So you got to be careful because you can't go back. You may as well move forward because when you look back, it can be a salty experience. You know what I'm talking about. You remember Lot's wife when she was asked not to look back at the stuff that you're leaving. And she decided to look back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Well, that's because we don't want to leave the stuff that is holding us down. We don't want to leave the things that we know is no good for us. We keep looking back at the past, and you become a salty situation. The Israelites, they stood on the edge of a bank facing a new promised land. And after they had wandered around in the wilderness for 4 decades, the younger generation, they probably wondered if they had the fortitude or the ability to possess the promised land. Yes, they would possess it, but they would possess it in God's timing. So don't think that you're not going to get where you need to be. Oh, you're going to get there, but it's going to be in God's own timing. Amen? So it is time for us to move into our next. Tell somebody, I got to go to my next. And there are some things that keep us from moving into our next, such as fear. Fear is a monster. It can paralyze you. It does not just leave either. Fear is not something that one day it'll just get up and go. Unfortunately, fear has to be conquered. That means that you gotta look it right in his face. You can't run away from fear. You've gotta conquer it, or one day it will always have you bound. You gotta look it face to face. That's why so many of us are living in a state of lack and defeat, because of fear. Some of us are entrepreneurs sitting in here right now, but we never went and tried to do the vision. Why? Because of fear. Not only was it fear of failing, fear of people talking about you, fear of somebody telling you it won't work. That's why fear was made, to hold you down. It's a trick of the enemy. See, their fear is stronger than faith in God. We fail to trust God in a time of crisis. When things start going bad for us, we stick with the fear. Why? Because fear is more familiar to us. But the faith in God, if you can just get that faith in God and hold on to the faith in God, I promise you that God will come through. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. It don't make sense for God to make us and make us scared. The other thing that keeps us from going to our next is shame. Shame, S-H-A-M-E. It can cause you to walk away from your next place of contentment. It is an emotional wound that is overlooked by many. Many folk don't even look at other people and wonder why they're not moving on. They forget about some things that may have been said to them in their childhood, telling them that they would never be any good, always throwing up in your face the things that you failed at. It becomes a shameful situation, and it prevents us from taking our position in the assignment that God has given us. Oh, my goodness. And every time we take a step forward to our rightful place, there's a little voice from the enemy that reminds us of our failures. It reminds us of our mistakes. And the enemy begins to control us. That little voice in the back of your head that tells you you can't be a deacon because of what you did last year. There's a little voice in the back of your mind that keeps saying, oh, no, you don't need to stand on the door as an usher because of what you did 20 years ago. There's a little voice that keeps you bound and keeps you from going to your next place. The enemy wants to control us, but that's why we have a God. And I hear God saying, this day, I have rolled away your approach. I rolled away your shame and your guilt. And no matter what you have done, I have taken it from you and I've thrown it into a sea of forgetfulness. Never. Tell somebody never. You all got to get that in your mind. Never to be remembered anymore. But what happens is the enemy keeps bringing it back to you. And you've got to step on it once and for all. And after you leave here today, when you hear that little voice in the back of your head telling you what you did 5 years ago, what you did 2 years ago, you got to tell them that I know a God that is bigger than you, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I've come with an enlightening message for somebody today. The last time you saw me, you got to get an attitude with it. You know, you got to put your hand on your hip when you talk to the one trying to keep you down. You got to tell them. See, the last time you saw me, I may have been suffering from shame. I may have been crying, and I may have been complaining, and I may have been financially depleted. I may have been mistrusted. I may have been in sin. I may have had the spirit of fear. But tell somebody there's that conjunction. But this time, when I run into you again, you're not going to see the same person. Because I'm coming out of this mess with my hands up. I'm coming out praising God. You won't see me like this again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You got with your friends and you may have talked about my weaknesses. You may have talked about my failures and you may have talked about my past fears. But I thank God for a new day of mercy. I thank God for allowing me to put back in order that was out of order. I've got some things in order this time. Hallelujah. I ask you, when was the last time you saw me? I'm not talking about your clothes. I'm talking about when was the last time you saw me? When did you really see the inner me? The last time folk can meet you and see you in the physical, but they fail to see you, who you are, the inner you. So I'm going to say, when was the last time that somebody actually saw you? They shouldn't be seeing the same person they saw 2 years ago. They ought not be seeing the same person 5 years ago. You ought to have matured by now into a whole nother individual. And I thank God today for his grace and his mercy. The one that has pulled me to another place in my life. Hallelujah. You ought to be happy today because there's somebody who expected your demise. There's some folk that's been sitting back waiting to see you fall. But thanks be to God. When they see you this time, when they see you this time, they're going to be scratching their heads and looking foolish, trying to figure out what happened. They're going to be trying to say, how in the world did they get that new house? How in the world did they get that new car? How in the world do they make it to church every Sunday and Bible study? When I saw them 2 years ago, they were hanging on a street corner with a joint in their head. How in the world? How in the world did they get to that next? How did they get to that new place? I know you didn't expect to see me sitting here in church with a renewed mind. You expected to see me in the same old place that you saw me in last year. But I came to tell you today, I've got a father who cares for me. I got a father who forgives all of my sins. I've got a father that, unlike you, that looks beyond my faults and sees my needs. Even when I mess up, I still got a daddy that'll forgive me and put me back in my position. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, when I mess up. Everybody messes up every once in a while. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you got bishop, apostle, pastor. I don't care what your name is. Every once in a while, somebody messes up. Hallelujah. Now, in this sacred book, the Bible, it talks about many stories about the victory after encountering the Lord. In other words, the next time you see me stories, in the book of Genesis, it talks about Joseph, whose brothers sold him into slavery. And although they thought it was the end, but the next time they saw him, tell somebody the next time, they didn't see him for years, but tell somebody he had a next time. The next next time they saw him, he had risen from slavery to power and a ruler of Egypt. He was well known throughout the land for his integrity. His spiritual integrity and sensitivity had risen, and he prepared a nation to survive a famine. And their lives, those that messed him up, the one that tried to kill him, he literally saved their lives. But what about Paul? The great apostle. The last time we saw Saul, he was breathing out threatening slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. He was known and feared by Christians and vowed to destroy everyone who called on the name of the Lord. See, the last time we saw him, he was seen getting permission from the high priest to bind anyone that called on the name of Jesus and to bring them to Jerusalem to be punished. Tell somebody there's that conjunction. But on the Damascus Road, a strange thing happened to Saul. Suddenly, there shone a bright light around him, and the light came straight from heaven. This light knocked him to the ground, and he heard the voice of the Lord questioning him. Well, Saul knew it was the Lord, and Saul also knew that it was going to have to be over for him. Because I tell you right now, you cannot come in contact with God and be the same. I don't care who you are, when you come in contact with the Lord, your life has to change. So the next time we saw Saul, he was had a new name. Tell somebody his name had changed. He had a new name. His name was no longer Saul. His name had been changed to Paul. And he made it clear. Call me Mr. Paul, please. No more Saul, if you will. This time when they saw Paul, he was running after the Lord for himself instead of chasing converted Christians to destroy. He was now a transformed mind from persecuting of Christians to a preacher of the gospel. He became one of the best known apostles of the gospel to the Gentiles. What about the blind beggar that was sitting on the side of the road? The next time he was seen, his eyes were open. And he was in the synagogue following Christ. He's telling the people, I was blind. Some of y'all gonna do that today. I was blind, but now I met a man named Jesus. And now, after I met this man, my eyes came open. Now I can see. Hallelujah. He's out telling people about this man from Galilee. He became a man that was independent. You know, there are folk that want to keep you dependent on them. While you're blind, you got to be dependent on them to take you around every place. But when your eyes come open, they know that they've lost you then. That's why he was so glad that he didn't have to have somebody to take him around all the time. Hallelujah. There's a man from Galilee. He wants to change your eyesight today. He wants to open your blind eyes. He wants to make you see. But there was another man with leprosy. In the book of Luke, the 5th chapter and the 12th verse. The last time he was seen by his neighbors, he had leprosy. He was considered untouchable. He was considered unclean. And it is thought by some theologians that it was equivalent to the disease AIDS of today. He had large body masses lost. There were lesions on his face. And it was feared by everybody. But I love it. This man, seeing Jesus, said, I'm going to take my chances. Some of y'all ought to take chances this morning. I don't know if he going to hear me, but I'm going to take my chances. I don't know if he going to see me, but guess what? I'm going to take my chances. I'd rather take my chances on him than to take chances on the devil. Am I right about it? Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to cry out, even though I don't look like everybody else. Even though I don't have what I think I ought to have. I'm going to cry out regardless to what's going on. I'm going to cry out to the Lord. And somebody was saying, you ought to not do that. Don't you know that when you get ready to come to the Lord, there are folk that want to stop you. There are folk that want to tell you, you ought not do that. Don't you know there are folk that try to make you think that you are not who you are. Don't you know they want to keep you in the same old saddle that they're in. Hallelujah. But this man, he said, I'm going to cry out because I have no other resource. How many of you know that they don't have any other resource? Sometimes that's all you got. When your back is up against the wall, when you get in the back of the wall, that's when God wants you there. That's where he wants you. When you yourself can't do it, that's where God wants you. When you yourself can't get you out of a jam, that's where God wants you. When your mama can't help you, when the doctor can't help you, when the bank can't help you, that's where God wants you. She said, put my back up against the wall. I don't know about you, but I've been there. I've been to a place where I couldn't move. Nobody could help me. I was sick, emotionally drained, and I went up against that wall, and I said, Lord, would you just take over me? Use me any way you want to use me.
Kingdom greetings, saints. This is Overseer Dorothy McGuire, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to personally thank you for tuning into the broadcast every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. and online every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on praise100.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to purchase a copy of this sermon in its entirety or seed into this radio ministry, please send your request and or donation to Life Changing Church Radio Ministry, 3208 Riley Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. And if you are new to the city and looking for a life-changing experience, we invite you to visit with us for our 9:30 Sunday school and our 11 a.m. worship service, and on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our dynamic Bible study. So until the next time, be blessed, and again, thank you for listening.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Praise listeners, now you can listen to some of the dynamic preaching by going to the PraiseCharlotte.com podcast page on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or your smartphone, 24/7, 365, with a great lineup of preachers. The Greater New Life Baptist Church's Dr. D.K. Martin, Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church's Reverend Matthew L. Browning, the Glory Has Come International Ministries Pastor Troy King, Little Rock AME Zion's Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, New Bethel Church of God in Christ Pastor Tommy A. Murphy, Weeping Willow AME Zion Pastor Enrico White, Trinity Christian Center Bishop Keith Felton, and finally, Life-Changing Church Overseer Dorothy McGuire. So log on PraiseCharlotte.com to hear the preached word any day of the week. Also, if your ministry or church wants to get the message out on the Praise Podcast, call Brian Moore, 704-548-7854, or via email at bmoore@radio-1.com.